You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. We shall be reading the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. The scripture says that we should be sober, we should guard our minds, but then it added that we must hope to the end. We all have hope, but sometimes we give up on hope. We give up hope along the way. Can you imagine if you had hoped for something for 20 years? You know, and it still doesn't come. You may think you have tried and give up on that thing. I remember that this particular year, there is a very specific prayer request that I can remember I have been praying for at least about 20 years. That prayer request is very definite, it's very specific. You can't miss it. If it is answered, you will know that God had answered that prayer. And this year, 2025, very specifically, God answered that prayer. I prayed that prayer for at least 20 years. Even at the beginning of this year, I was still praying that prayer. But in his own time, God brought about the manifestation of the answer to that prayer. Because I believe he had answered. It just manifested at his own time. Brethren, look at what he said. He said, and hope to the end. I wish you can see this in your scripture too. He said, and hope to the end. Don't give up. Our hope is to the end. He said, until Jesus Christ is revealed. He said, for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. We have not seen anything of the grace of God. There is a grace that we can't experience until Jesus Christ returns. When he comes back, we will see that level of grace. You see, grace is God's ability to make man to do what in himself he cannot do. So it is the grace of God that will transform our body from this earthly body into divine body, the kind of body that Jesus now has. Imagine many people have died and have been buried. And if you go to their burial ground today and you dig them up, you may meet dry bones or even powder. But did you know that at resurrection, every single person whose name is written in the book of life will rise again to be with Jesus, and we will take a new body. That's the grace of God. That's the power of God. That's why grace set us free from sin. The Bible says, where sin abound, grace abound much more. It means that grace is stronger than sin. It says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us to say no to every ungodliness. That's the grace of God. Grace of God is not license to sin. Grace of God is the ability of God that enables man to walk victorious over sin. Anything that God wants you to do, you will need grace to do it. You can't do the work of God in natural ability. You need the grace of God. But the scripture says we must hope till the end for this grace. There is level of grace we are going to experience on this side, but there is level of grace that we will only see it when Jesus comes. Brethren, the future is brighter. The future is greater. You know, you don't know, for example, you don't know what it means not to have trouble, not to have pain. Nobody is going to ever die. You are never going to be sick. Your eyes, you won't have refractive error. You won't need glasses to read. You know, you don't know what that really means. But there is a grace that is going to bring that about. That the time is coming that we will not cry again. We will not have pain. We won't need morphine to make us not to have pain again. There will not be heartbreaks. You are not going to lose somebody that somebody you care about has just died. No chance that you will ever be sick again. No chance that you will ever be sad. No chance that you will ever be depressed. That day is coming, brethren. When Jesus appears, that we will enter into that day. We will enter into a dimension of the grace of God that we do not know. Brethren, His grace. His grace. There is no man that it is of his own effort, that it is of his own power, that is the one doing things. I tell you the truth, except we all want to lie. It is the grace of God. but we must hope to the end. Please don't lose hope on Jesus. Don't say, for how long will I have hope? The Bible has told you. He said, hope to the end. Hope to the end. The grace to hope to the end. May you receive it today in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.